You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Thursday edition. Now, today, the story in the news, and I think it will be a story in the news for at least another week or two, and probably longer. This has legs. We finally got the Department of Justice Inspector General report. It was published today. It's over 500 pages. We were expecting it in March, and then April, May, and now finally it's out. And remember, and this is important, this report is only investigating the handling by the FBI and the Department of Justice, the Hillary Clinton email investigation. That's all, and that's quite a lot. I'm not minimizing it. What it doesn't deal with is the attempt by the Obama administration, and they were successful doing this, in spying on the American people, namely the Republican candidate for President Donald Trump and the people in his campaign. And I'm going to get into that, because what I think is getting lost, especially in this coverage, is first of all, why did we have this investigation? And the answer is Hillary Clinton broke many laws. And if she were anyone else, and we had a president and an attorney general that would do the right thing, she would have been prosecuted. A grand jury would have been impaneled. They would have indicted her, and she probably by now would be maybe in a prison or confined to her home. That didn't happen. This report gives a little to both Democrats and Republicans, but I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I want justice to be done. What you need to understand, this was a criminal conspiracy, and many people were involved. It's not just the people at the Department of Justice and the FBI in the Obama administration. This happened in the Obama administration. That's why I call it the Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy. And what needs to be happening, and I've been calling for this, as have many others, is that Attorney General Jeff Sessions needs to appoint a special counsel to investigate what went on both in the FBI and the Department of Justice. And it involves not only the Hillary Clinton email investigation, but also the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court warrant that was issued, where at the highest levels, the Attorney General level, the Deputy Attorney General level, they deliberately misled by admitting information that was critical, namely that the Clinton campaign, together with the Democratic Party, funded an opposition research report. In and of itself, it's not illegal. And let me make that clear. I have no problem with opposition research, and most candidates do it. Where they went off the tracks is they used opposition research obtained through Christopher Steele. He was a former MI6 British intelligence agent. He had retired, established his own firm, and had contacts in Russia. And he was getting, and he paid these Russians, that needs to be understood as well, for anything that they could come up with Donald Trump. Well, if you're getting paid for peace work, what do you do? Most of it was made up. There's no way to verify it. And in a court hearing, Christopher Steele said, No way to check this out. Doesn't have credibility. But that was used as a basis to get a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. They were trying to smear him. What's missing from the coverage today, you seldom hear the name Barack Obama mentioned, but why is that key? The name you're hearing, the two names you're hearing, actually three or four, but the key name is former FBI Director James Comey and former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. The other two are text messages between Peter Strzok and his lover in the attorney in McCabe's office. He was deputy attorney general. He was the one that was fired. Those text messages are getting probably the most publicity because, and this is amazing, and I'll play this. What's the spin, and I would rather say the lies, trying to mislead you by big lie media is, well, the report found that there was no political bias. And people are shaking their heads. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Because there obviously was political bias. Now, why do I say that? Let me give you some of the history. And I know for those that are regular listeners, some of this is going to be repetitious. But you need to understand what's going on and what's not being said. One of the criticisms of the report already, it doesn't deal explicitly with all the crimes that Hillary Clinton committed. You know, if you're going to do an investigation on the Hillary Clinton email server and what was on it or not on it, you need to have a complete listing of all the statutes that she broke, the laws that she broke. There are some, but not all of them, and she broke a long list. Now, I'm going to review quickly, and I'm going to go fast here. I need to give you the context. What's very important to understand is Barack Obama was very concerned with his legacy and was absolutely essential that a Democrat candidate that shared his political ideology, someone that he knew and trusted, could be his successor. Initially, I'm sure he wanted Vice President Joe Biden. And I think Joe Biden would have run, but his son died. And for personal reasons, he decided he took himself out. Now, the reason he did it, although I'll cite personal reasons, is he's up against what some have labeled the Clinton machine. She and he have an extensive network. They have their supporters, and they raised a lot of money and had a lot of support in what I call big lie media, your major television networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN. She got a lot of the early endorsements of the superdelegates that gave her an edge. The Democratic National Committee was favoring her. So Joe Biden, I think wisely, prudently, bowed out. They still hope that someone, again close to the ideology, which I would call it social democrat or progressive, no matter how you want to label, it's big government, and they want whoever got elected would continue his policies. So initially, it was anyone but Hillary Clinton. But what became apparent, especially in 2016, the spring, even though Senator Bernie Sanders, a socialist or slash communist, was giving her somewhat of a run for her money, it was clear that Barack Obama reluctantly would have to come out and support Hillary Clinton. But there was one big, big, big problem, a very big problem. There were two FBI investigations, not announced, but people learned of them. They're leakers. Hillary Clinton was under investigation for setting up a private email server to conduct government business. And in doing so, she received and sent classified information. Now, she said initially there was no classified information on her server. She was lying. And the FBI found out she was lying. But initially, that's what she said. She changed her story. And then she said, well, it wasn't marked classified information. It doesn't have to be marked. What you need to understand is, especially if you've never handled classified information, it is clearly marked. Usually you have a cover sheet that indicates it. And you have legends at the top, beginning and the end of the document, and letters throughout the document indicating that the information is classified. And there are a number of classifications. The lowest is confidential. Then you have secret, top secret, special compartmented information. And you have even higher levels. And all levels were found. There were several dozen for sure, and this is the FBI saying, it's not me saying, that were found on her server. What else did she do, though? She destroyed or had her attorneys destroy over 30,000 emails. Now, why is that important? How do we know that she had an email server? Well, remember, she was Secretary of State, appointed and confirmed during the first term of President Obama. So she took office in early 2009, and she left in early February of 2013. During all this time, she used her email server. Now, the reason I give you those dates, and it's a detail, but you need to understand it, she was conducting Department of State work on this server. She was both sending and receiving emails. And she was mixing both her private emails, but all her work emails. What you need to understand, that is not supposed to happen. Most people have, including me, have a personal, I have several email accounts. But if you go to work for the government or a corporation, they usually assign you an email account to conduct government business or corporate business or employer business. And the reason is simple. You want to protect your communications. You don't want your competition. You don't want a foreign government to know what you're doing. And if you're a Secretary of State, a Secretary of Defense, if you're a cabinet official, foreign governments are trying to penetrate government servers to get information as to what you're doing, what's your intentions. And that's why our government tries, and the operative word here is tries, because you have a number of governments, especially the communist Chinese, but also the Russian, the Iranian, or the Islamic Republic of Iran, as well as friendly governments trying to gain access of communications, intercept communications. Now, this should not surprise you because the United States government has the National Security Agency, and they're doing the same thing to foreign leaders across the globe. And they are trying to literally intercepting all communications over the web that cross the United States. And they have a copy of every communication. For example, this show is being broadcast right now live over the web. And then after I'm done with the show, I will post it as a podcast. They have copies of both of that. And that's something I need to emphasize. That's why the government doesn't want you to use your personal email. Personal email, like Yahoo or Google, Gmail, they have security, but it's not necessarily the state of the art, but they try to secure that. But our government has copies of everything. Keep that in mind. And I mean everything, not only emails, but text messages, podcasts, videos, photographs, business transactions, anything you do over the email, phone conversations, our National Security Agency has it. Foreign governments, like Russia, like Communist China, also try to intercept, especially military and government, and especially high-ranking communications. And once they learn that Hillary Clinton had a private email server, what do you think they did? They tried to gain access to her server, and they did. And the IG report gets into that. Turn to page 144. Now, most of you will probably never read it, but I do have a link to the report at near the very top. And for new listeners, the way you listen to my show is to go to prompops.wordpress.com. And if you do, I give you links to my most recent shows, 60 to 80. And below that, some of my show prep. And I have a link to the Read the IG Report. Have I read the IG report? No, it's over 500 pages. It has attachments. I literally didn't have the time nor the inclination. But there are people now reading it, skimming it, and I have a sense what's in it. And generally, if you follow this like I have followed it and given shows on it, there's very little new. This is really substantiating a lot that people either suspected or already knew. Apparently, one or more nations got access to her emails, and especially classified emails. That should be the headline breaking news. It will be, because this will be in the news tomorrow when we're not on, through the weekend, through next week. There are going to be hearings on that. Now, when James Comey on July 5th gave his press conference, and that is the one where I really think the reason he's not FBI director, And the reason he is being highlighted is, and the IG report says this, he was insubordinate. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a strong word. If you're in the military and you're insubordinate, you probably could be court-martialed, reprimanded severely, and end your career. What are they talking about? It is the policy of the Department of Justice and the FBI that you do not comment on ongoing investigations. Now, you probably heard President Obama many times say, they'll ask a question, and this is where it gets real convenient. Well, since it's a subject of an investigation, I cannot and will not comment. See, the FBI is not supposed to do it. Doesn't mean they don't leak it, though. It did come out that the FBI was investigating Hillary Clinton. And people were waiting and waiting and waiting. When are they going to make an announcement? Now, here's what you need to understand. And I've gone over this a couple of times, but a lot of people don't understand the process. The FBI, think of them, they are investigators. They're agents. They're the police or the cops, if you will. And they're supposed to investigate crimes when they get referrals, and they did get referrals because Inspector General, not of the Department of Justice, but of the intelligence community, there are 16 entities in the intelligence community, and they also have their own Inspector General. He reported to the Director of National Intelligence, who coordinates and supervises the 16 agencies, that he investigated complaints from several of these intelligence agencies that classified information was on the server. And that was James Clapper who is reporting to him. That's dangerous, reckless, and what it did is compromise national security. If you want one reason not to vote for Hillary Clinton, once I learned that, there's no way I would ever, there are many other reasons, but I could ever vote for her. She's being simply cavalier with the handling of information that, if the enemies of the United States get a hold of, could lead to the arrest, torture, or execution of one or more of her spies abroad. That's why classified information is, you have to handle it correctly. What she was clearly guilty of was the mishandling of classified information under 18 United States Code 973F, which does not require any proof of intent. The mere fact that you have classified information on the server, that is evidence that you've broken the law. And if it were anybody else, they would have been prosecuted, court-martialed or prosecuted. You see what was going on, and this is key. The FBI director, the attorney general, would not have gotten Hillary Clinton out from under this FBI investigation unless that's what they clearly understood was the wish of the President of the United States. This conspiracy goes right into the White House, and President Obama was emailing Hillary Clinton and receiving emails from her. He knew of this server, and he let her do it. He let her do it. Think about that. He should have immediately, when he found out about it, read her the Riot Act and tell her to stop it. That's not what he did. He lied to the American people when he said he learned about it. When you learned about it, and the reason we learned about it is the House Special Committee on Investigating Benghazi had a bunch of emails, and they discovered that Hillary Clinton's emails were not going to a DepartmentofState.gov email server. That's when the cat was out of the bag, and that's when they went after her. So the important thing with this IG report, and it's very, very important, is it does confirm what many knew, that one or more governments compromised, got access to the information on her server. Remember, they're not going to leave messages there, and the IG report is clear on that. That's the big news. What's missing from the report, though, and they really don't go into it, they stay away from it, the real crimes here. There were many crimes. And see, that's the important point. If James Comey was doing the right thing, not what he did, the right thing, what should he have done? And this is the normal. One, he never should have confirmed or denied that Hillary Clinton was under investigation. And when he was done with his recommendation, he's supposed to send over the evidence with a letter and a recommendation as to should you prosecute or not, or leave it up to the Department of Justice. Why? It's Department of Justice, and the FBI director reports to the Attorney General. It is the Department of Justice decision, and it is their decision, together with the prosecutors in the Department of Justice, as to whether or not they would prosecute. But Loretta Lynch, who's getting some criticism, met, and this is the appearance of impropriety, met with Bill Clinton on a tarmac. She was visiting a city, and he was already there, and they had a conversation, supposedly about their grandchildren, whatever. But what many people thought, and I still think, she was communicating to Bill Clinton, don't worry about it, we're going in now, she's no longer under investigation. But once James Comey found out about it, the American people found out about it, and it was sheer accident that this was caught. The press found out about it, and it was reported. He, on July 5th, laid out all the evidence. And I urge you to review it, because most people that have heard that video concluded he's going to recommend to the Justice Department that they prosecute. See, the next step would be, once the decision is made, after reviewing the evidence, it's up to the prosecutor to decide whether or not to prosecute. And if he's going to prosecute, what does he do? He impanels a grand jury, he presents the evidence, and the grand jury has to make the decision whether to indict or not. That didn't happen. The reason why James Comey is the fixer, and the fix was in, he was doing, wink, wink, nod, nod, what the President of the United States wanted, and in turn, the Attorney General. They needed to get Hillary Clinton out from under that investigation. I mean, out from under, exonerated. Even though, and the problem they had, there were tons of evidence. James Comey and his deputy and people immediately under him were in on this. That's why it's incredible that the current FBI director, citing the report, there is no indication of political bias. Is the gentleman blind? And let me play. This is the current FBI director.
The Office of the Inspector General issued its report today about DOJ and FBI activity in the run-up to the 2016 election. Let me say up front that I appreciate the Inspector General's work on this important review. I thought I'd take a few minutes to talk about the report, and then I'm happy to take a few questions. The FBI's mission is to protect the American people and uphold the Constitution. But to carry out that mission, we're entrusted with a lot of authority. So our actions are subject to close oversight from the courts, from our elected leaders, and from independent entities like the Inspector General. And that's how it should be. That kind of examination, that kind of oversight, makes the FBI stronger as an organization and makes the public more safe. With that in mind, let me briefly address the findings in the Inspector General's report. I take this report very seriously, and we accept its findings and recommendations. It's also important, though, to note what the Inspector General did not find. This report did not find any evidence of political bias or improper considerations actually impacting the investigation under review.
Now, that is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hello? It was staring him in the face. The right thing to do was to prosecute. In other words, James Comey should never have made a statement, should have recommended prosecution, and then the Department of Justice should have prosecuted. They weren't going to do it. Why? The fix was in. That's not biased. You see, you can't nominate someone to be your candidate for president of either party. That's under not one, but two investigations. Everyone forgets there was a second one of the Clinton Foundation that this report doesn't get into. See, that's what's the stunning thing here. This is the Washington political elite say, we're unbiased. Excuse me. Do you think the American people are that stupid? The answer is they're not, sir. That's why it's essential to have a special counsel investigate, and wherever the evidence leads, prosecute those that have broken one or more criminal laws. That's why I have no confidence that the FBI or the Department of Justice have learned from this. Let's play a little bit more, and then I have rather enough of him. This is Christopher Ray.
Does identify errors of judgment, violations of or even disregard for policy, and decisions that, at the very least, with the benefit of hindsight, were not the best choices. We've already started taking the necessary steps to address those issues. First, we're going to hold employees accountable for any potential misconduct. We've already referred conduct highlighted in the report to our disciplinary arm, OPR, which is the FBI's Independent Office of Professional Responsibility. We need to hold ourselves accountable for the choices we make and the work we do. We're doing that fairly but without delay in the way that people should expect. We're going to adhere to the appropriate disciplinary process, and once that process is complete, we won't hesitate to hold people accountable for their actions.
You know, what's not clear, yeah, discipline, maybe a demotion or a transfer. You know, people make mistakes. What about crimes, sir? You have, at the highest level, people in the FBI, Department of Justice, were engaged in a criminal conspiracy using the federal government, the assets of the intelligence community, to spy on the American people, namely candidate Trump and the people associated with his campaign, misleading the FISA court. This is all serious, and you can't use the government for political purposes. And this cannot happen unless the president directs it to happen. That's why the name you won't hear is President Obama. So you got to keep the context and the narrowness of this report. It's only an investigation of the FBI's investigation. That's sort of part one. But there's a part two, and that's where they were trying to smear Donald Trump. And when Hillary, surprise, surprise, lost, we're trying to use spying on candidate and then President Trump, hoping that they would find he was in cahoots or colluding with the Russians. There's no evidence of that. But why were they concerned about that? Why would they do what's obviously stupid? One, they thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. That was their big mistake. And two, because they knew, and the IG report highlights this, that one or more nations probably had everything that was on our email server, from routine messages to highly classified messages. They had the documents. And what they were afraid of, that the Russians would give the Trump campaign, probably in late October, early in November, one or more of those documents that would clearly show that Hillary Clinton not only lied, but compromised national security. What they should have thought a little further was the Russians, together with most Democrats and many Republicans, they thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. And if you have blackmail information, what they call leverage, and Russians and a number of governments have leverage, they're not going to waste it giving it to Donald Trump. They didn't think Donald Trump was going to win. They thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. So they did have an insurance policy. What was it? To spy on Donald Trump. And they rigged it so they could do it. They couldn't find bias. Maybe they need some glasses. And let's get back for just a minute. Why do you think Hillary Clinton set up this email server? She didn't want the prying eyes of the press, because if you work for the government, they can ask a Freedom of Information request. And she didn't want to answer them. And that's one reason. The other, now why? She wanted to also hide from prying eyes, including Obama and the FBI and the Department of Justice, the fact that, yes, the Clinton Foundation was getting huge, huge charitable contributions. Millions of dollars, mainly. A lot of them were from foreigners. Foreigners can't make campaign contributions, but they can make charitable contributions, and that's what they were doing. They wanted access, and this is when she was Secretary of State. Keep this in mind. For the 4 years she was Secretary of State, foreigners were contributing to the Clinton Foundation, and then what they would do is make a phone call to the Clinton Foundation and say, can you arrange an appointment so we can meet with Secretary of State Clinton? They wanted access. That's why people give lots of money to people that look like they might be the next president. And that was going on. And then the Clinton Foundation staff would call the Secretary of State's staff and arrange an appointment. Quid pro quo. It's right on the line in terms of public corruption. Because what they're going in, they meet and greet, and then they say, this is what we would like, either now or in the future. Sounds like bribery to me. It's very difficult to prove. That's why they didn't get into it. But there were two investigations, and I believe that second one's still going on. So today we get some confirmation, a little bit more details, of the Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy. But you see, for those that are not familiar with IGs, inspector generals, usually when an organization changes leadership, and it depends on the agency or department, what happens is the IG comes in and reviews what the department or agency was doing during the tenure of whoever ran it, to make sure they were following the rules, the procedures, the protocols. Now, sometimes, rarely, they might find criminal violations, but they can't prosecute anybody. This is information that they give to the new head of the department, whether it's the FBI, Department of Justice, to let them know, here's what we found, good, the bad, and the ugly. And they give suggestions, recommendations. What can't they do? They can't question people that have left the agency or department. And when you have a new administration, the political appointees leave. They might stay for a couple of weeks until the new administration can get their people in. They're not prosecutors. They're inspector generals. There's a large staff. Now, they can, and already have, made some criminal referrals. But I'm pointing this out because they don't have the whole story. This is a part of a conspiracy. That's the key thing I'm trying to get across. And we're getting some more details and more documents, more information. And Congress, especially those committees that have oversight responsibility for the Department of Justice and the FBI, are going to be calling in Michael Horowitz to go over this report. But what else are they going to do? And this should scare a lot of people. And I'm glad a lot of people are going to get scared. There are a lot of FBI agents and some prosecutors that know what was going on. And they want to testify before Congress. But what's the problem? They can't do that unless they're subpoenaed to testify. And supposedly you have a number of FBI agents, employees of the FBI and the Department of Justice that want to tell what was going on. And that will be very interesting viewing. And it should be held in public, a public session, not one of these executive sessions. And that hopefully will shine many bright spotlights on the corruption in Washington, D.C. That's why this is the early innings of the, hopefully, the cleansing of the corruption, the crimes, the many crimes that were taking place not only in the FBI, Department of Justice, but also the White House, and most likely the Central Intelligence Agency, and maybe even the National Security Agency. This is the greatest political scandal in U.S. history. It goes right into the Oval Office. The buck stops at former President Barack Obama, and he was leading this conspiracy. Have no doubts about it. Neither James Comey nor Loretta Lynch were going to give a pass, exonerate Hillary Clinton, unless the President of the United States said, okay. And that's what they did. And some of them, if they're prosecuted, they're going to say that. Just following orders. The president even went on TV and said what Hillary was doing was not criminal. Why would he say that? He was emailing her and getting emails from her, passing classified information over the World Wide Web. You're not supposed to do that, Mr. President. You should know better. You should have called her out and, frankly, fired her. You see, if Barack Obama was not in on the conspiracy, once on July 5th, Comey made that statement, what should have happened? Barack Obama should have instructed Attorney General Loretta Lynch to fire James Comey. Didn't happen. Did not happen. Why? They wanted the result being Hillary Clinton was no longer under investigation, even though there was some evidence that she committed some crimes. Well, they soft-pedaled it. That was a very much fixed, rigged investigation. And because it was done, people should pay, not only be being demoted or fired, they should be criminally prosecuted, including the people that should have stopped this. And that goes right in the White House. And this is just part of it because it continued. Because they were afraid the Russians were going to give candidate Trump some of the information that they stole, broke in, hacked off of her server. The Russians aren't that stupid, and neither the communists. They're not going to do that. This is gold, folks. This is blackmail material that we can use at a later date and get what we want. So you're going to hear a lot about this IG report, but you're not hearing the whole story. This does not address at all the use of the intelligence community to investigate Donald Trump. And that was started by misleading the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, whose primary mission is to go after foreigners that are committing espionage. What they did, Comey, McCabe, and people under them knew that this old Christopher Steele dossier was opposition research bought and paid for by who? The Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. That's why I call it Democrats. And they were using this to spy. That was going to be the cover story. And CIA is in particular, they have cover stories. Cover stories are meant to, for a short period of time, to skate by. Eventually they break down. And this one's broken down big time. It's all out there that they admitted from telling, and this is important, because these are our attorneys at the highest level. The signatures on the FISA application are either the Attorney General or the Deputy Attorney General and others. There's a reason for that. Congress doesn't want the FBI and the Department of Justice to spy on American citizens and violate their right of privacy under the Fourth Amendment. But they thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, that this would never come out. We'll just spy on Donald Trump, and we might get lucky. The problem is they came up empty. Donald Trump wasn't colluding with the Russians. If anyone was colluding with the Russians, it was the Hillary Clinton and her campaign. By getting rumors, none of which can be proved at all, and paying Russians to provide, make up, fabricate these lies about Trump, and then using it, consolidating, aggregating these reports that Christopher Steele, again, that former British intelligence agency, he had contacts in Russia, from Russia, was getting this information, combining it in a memo that became known as the Christopher Steele dossier. Initially, it was the Russian Trump dossier. I call it the dirty dossier. It was dirt. And they were hoping that to get dirt and the press would run with it and they could use it as an October surprise. Well, the press didn't run with it because they don't like to be sued when they can't. And that was the problem. They can't verify anything in this. This stinks, ladies and gentlemen. It is the scandal. And high people in the White House, including the president, Valerie Jarrett, the National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, Ben Rose, the Attorney General in the Justice Department, Deputy Attorney General, the FBI Director, the Deputy FBI Director. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I have been calling repeatedly on Attorney General Jeff Sessions to restore the integrity and credibility of both the FBI and Department of Justice. They cannot and should not investigate themselves. You need a special prosecutor, they don't call them that anymore, a special counsel to prosecute the guilty that have committed the crimes. And that means high ups in the Obama administration, including the president. And up to now, he's unwilling to take that step. Oh, it's an important step. And if there's any reason at all, rationale for a special counsel, this cries out for it. You can't have an organization such as the FBI or Department of Justice with a number of people at the various high levels in on this, including the White House. You can't have them investigate themselves. You need someone that's independent. And I'm not, as a rule, in favor of special counsel. Only if the Department of Justice's own guidelines are met, and they are met. There are many crimes here, and many of them are leadership level. That's why the Democrats and big lie media, they don't want to explain this to you. They're trying to distract you. Do you think there was an accident that on Donald Trump's birthday, the New York Attorney General announces an investigation into the misuse of the Trump Foundation? You see, I'm not a Democrat or Republican, but that was to try to look at this, look at this. I don't think it worked, by the way. Oh, yeah, it was on the news. I was listening. I was curious how this was being played. I learned of that for sure. I also learned, well, James Comey was insubordinate. Of course he was. Everyone knew that. That's why there's very little new. But more details on the general outline of this conspiracy are coming out. The early innings of it, though, they're linked. Because the same people that were in on the Hillary investigation were involved with getting that warrant from the FISA court that enabled the intelligence community, namely the FBI, the NSA, and others, the CIA, to spy on Donald Trump and the people in his campaign. That's a big red line that President Obama crossed. And he was warned not to do it. But at the time, everyone thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win. This was insurance. This was to make sure, just in case the Russians slipped him some of those emails that were on her server, that they, one, would know about it and be ready for it. Never happened, folks. Never happened. If Attorney General Jeff Sessions does not appoint a special counsel to investigate this, and I'm willing to give him some time, but not forever. He should be fired as well as his deputy. They're more interested in protecting what reputation the Department of Justice and the FBI still has. Now, let me make clear. Both organizations have tens of thousands of employees. It's only at the highest levels that you had this corruption and criminal behavior. That's why there are many FBI agents and Department of Justice employees that want to tell what happened. And hopefully they will get a chance to testify in public sessions as to what they know was going on. This was a cover-up. This was a fix. And Mr. Fixer was James Comey. Oh, he made mistakes. There were errors of judgment. You see, and there were three mistakes. Not really. One big one. If President Obama wasn't in on it, he should have called for the immediate firing of James Comey. That didn't happen. The Attorney General could have called for the immediate firing. That didn't happen. Because James Comey was doing exactly, not so much in the details, but the result that they wanted was Hillary Clinton was not under FBI investigation. And what happened soon after this, she got the nomination of the Democratic Party at their convention. So you need to, if you're just learning about some of these details, you should be concerned. Because this is the first election that the Democratic Party and its leadership, political leadership, were using the government, mainly the intelligence community, to spy on the American people, Donald Trump and his campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a crime. And they know it's a crime. Now, they're going to say, well, we had to check this out. We had this Christopher Steele dossier. That's not going to wash. Because we now know who paid for it and the fact that it wasn't specifically disclosed. Do you think that a FISA judge would approve a search warrant or surveillance of Carter Page and others? Carter Page still walking the streets. He should be. He wasn't spying for the Russians. But any time he communicated with anybody in the Trump campaign, the National Security Agency has all that. And the next step was unmasking of American citizens' names. Because when an American citizen, and the best case of this is when General Flynn was called by the Russian ambassador, the Russian ambassador was being surveilled. In other words, they had an intercept of his phone conversation. And they unmasked General Flynn's name, but dozens of other Trump campaign members. You're not supposed to do that. The people that consume intelligence, and those are people in the White House, they get reports, estimates. Normally, it would say U.S. Citizen 1, U.S. Citizen 2. They took it a step further. There are several hundred unmaskings. And that means you had to go back to the source of that intelligence, primarily the National Security Agency or the FBI, to request that the name be released and give a justification. Hundreds of names were unmasked. You see, it was a criminal conspiracy. The Clinton, Obama, Democrat criminal conspiracy. And it's up to the Attorney General to appoint a special counsel to investigate the many crimes of the former administration. I just got the signal. I got to wrap it up. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. And KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.